everybody. How's it going? This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Bob's twin brother, Miles.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Come on, now.
I don't know about that.
All right, maybe not.
I don't think I want to even go with that.
It'd be like, we're brothers, I'd be like, you'd be like the Dustin Hoffman to my Tom Cruise in Rain
Man. Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
You think?
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway. Hey.
I'm trying to think of some other brother movie.
I know. I want to stop you before you get a chance to get too far. I have to stop the wheels before they start turning.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what other brother movie is there? Jesus.
I don't know.
Man in the Iron Mask or something. Okay. You're the one in the Iron Mask.
Gérard Depardieu.
Speaking of movies, it's like all movie night tonight.
Okay.
I was watching one of my favorite movies last night. I should say, my favorite Clint Eastwood movies last night. Well, guess what it was?
Bronco Billy?
No. Bronco Billy. Pink Cadillac. No, it was a
Pink Cadillac.
This is when he was, you know, not making money for retirement.
Hang 'em High?
That's a good one.
Paint Your Wagon?
No, High Plains Drifter.
Oh!
That's such a great movie.
That is a great movie.
And you know, I came to this revelation.
Yeah?
I've never, ever seen a bad movie with a midget in it. And so I'm thinking...
Yeah.
I don't know why Hollywood hasn't jumped on this bandwagon where you could put a midget in every movie and it would be like a classic.
You think?
Think about it. Have you ever seen a bad movie with a midget in it? Man with a Golden Gun.
Huh?
Man with a Golden Gun. Midget.
Yeah,
that's true. A good movie.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to really think about that and get back to you.
See what I'm saying, though? Right off the top of your head, you can't think of one, right?
Yeah.
They had a midget in that movie, and I'm thinking, man, that was a good movie.
Actually, Josie Wales has been on quite a bit.
Yeah, does that midget in it?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's not as good.
No, that's a good movie, though.
Yeah, the midget thing. I'm telling you, the midget angle is really good.
You're into midgets.
Well, I'm just saying. I just can't think of a bad movie with a midget.
Yeah.
See, you can't think of one either.
No, I can't. You're right, you know.
Even
right.
Twins. See, I would say we're more like twins. There's a brother one.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the Arnold character, and you're the Danny DeVito character.
Oh, yeah.
But he's kind of a midget, so...
Yeah.
It's a good enough movie.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
That little lady in Poltergeist.
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of like a midget.
There's a midget.
Dwarfish.
Dwarf, whatever you want to call him. I'm just saying, though.
Vertically challenged.
Always good. They should just have, in every movie, like, you know... The best friend character?
Yeah.
Be like a midget, and it'd be a great movie. That's what I'm thinking. How about you?
You know, that's an excellent idea, actually.
What's going on there?
You know? No, it got me thinking now, this whole midget thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought I'd bring that up. That's not really what I got going on.
Oh, okay.
My other thing was you know, X-Men 2 is out at the movie theaters now.
Right.
But I want to tell you that I lived the X-Men experience.
Okay.
I know you're going to believe this.
Yeah.
I went yesterday to get my oil changed.
Yeah.
At the Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay. And the weather was bad, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the
weather was real bad.
Yeah.
So when I go get to my oil change, they got this dude that, they're like, you know, when it's busy, they meet you, like, out in the parking lot, essentially.
Right.
And they line up the cars to get the oil change.
Right.
And they got this little handheld device, you know, and they put in your info and, you know, get your oil changed, right?
Right.
Well, the dude at this Walmart, this is like a Styx Walmart, but it's, he's like Australian or something.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, and he's got, like, the Wolverine hairdo.
Did he have the pork chops, too?
Yeah, he did.
Jesus Christ.
That was the cool thing, and I'm like, wow, this dude's really happening, right?
Yeah.
So I'm chatting it up with this guy. He's like, oh, it's going to be a wall. It's going to be a wall. Today's very busy. So then I go in, and I have to wander around, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting. Well, then I meet up with Storm. Because I'm getting ready. I finally, they got it all ready, and I'm there to pay.
Yeah.
And this woman is checking me out, you know, at the counter there. Huh?
Was it Mystique?
No, it wasn't Mystique. This is Storm.
Oh, Storm. Okay.
So, and then all of a sudden the phone rings. She goes to the phone. She comes back. She says, tornado touched down in Sorrento.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing you know, the siren goes off for the little town that I'm in. And there's a tornado. And she goes, but it's mostly north of here.
Yeah.
No worry, you know. And then the siren goes off and they start telling everybody to get to the middle of the Walmart.
Right.
You know, it's like procedure or something.
Right.
And she goes, I bet you want to just leave, right? I go, yeah, can I just get processed out? I can only think in my head that I did not want to die in a Walmart, in the notions section of the Walmart.
Run towards the little girl's panties. Run.
So I had the whole X-Men experience there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I mean, you know, aside from the other mutants that were there.
Was Dr. X working on your car?
Oh, the professor. No, he could have been.
Professor
Xavier, yeah. No, I didn't see him, but I just saw the two of them. But there were certainly not a lot of other mutants roaming the aisles. But there was, you know, Facially Hair Challenge Man. And, you know, Greasy Boy, stuff like that. This dude was working there, and he was a young guy. I mean, he probably wasn't even in his 20 or something, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, you worry about your hair falling out, right?
Right.
This poor dude, I mean, it fell out, but he just hadn't admitted it yet.
Rogaine man.
Yeah, well, no, he wasn't even Rogaine guy, because, like, he had plastered to his head. It wasn't a comb over. It was I don't know what you'd call it. It was like he had hair in the middle of his head.
Yeah.
But he didn't have any on the sides. But it wasn't intentional.
Oh, God.
So it was like comb down guy.
It was like pattern baldness guy.
He wanted to have bangs, and so he just like greased up his hair and combed it down, but it was like all like patches of daylight in there, you know.
Did you at least tip the guy?
He didn't even help me. I don't even know where he was at.
Oh,
okay. I just saw him out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, wow, what a weird looking dude. I'm like, dude, you know, just comb it back or get rid of it or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I'm doing.
Wow.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Man. So, yeah, that was my X-Men Walmart experience.
That's
I guess it'd be
crazy.
Called the W-Men.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
Since I really had no story this week, unfortunately, which I hate to admit, I'm going to have to pull an item out of the news.
Oh, Jesus.
But they've had some trouble with the coach for Iowa State up here for the basketball team.
Yeah, I saw that. They got rid of him, too.
Yeah, well, he quit.
Well, forcibly or whatever.
Larry Eustace, I think is his name. But.
Yeah, he was at... At Mizzou, at Columbia.
Listen.
Hanging out with the chicks.
If the coach wants to pinch a little ass and drink some beer and smoke some weed.
Yeah.
I say, let's do it.
Well, I don't think that, the problem probably wasn't that.
Yeah.
The problem was that he wanted to do that, like, you know, with the barely legal or
so?
Semi-legal
the coach.
Or...
He's like the general, man. Why shouldn't he just go in there and be like, hey?
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Personally.
Hell, our film professor used to do that.
Well, I oughta. Oh, girls.
You know,
like
he
girls.
Was drinking beer on the job.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was, hell, he felt up my wife. You know?
Did he really?
He grabbed her breast. Yes, he did. And she wasn't... You know, 21.
I didn't realize that he actually grabbed her breast.
I think he did.
Well.
I think he did. So, I mean, is that guy going to be fired?
No, he's an alcoholic.
Well, so was our film professor, but...
Well,
know.
Yeah, but he wasn't making like $1 million.
Well, yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
They fire him, it's like, you know...
Yeah.
Well, who are they going to replace him with? There's nobody cheaper.
I don't know.
You just keep me in beer and let me rub up against a few people and I'll be all right.
No, man, the whole story just cracked me up. I don't know why.
Nah, I'm like, hey, you know, whatever. The dude got caught. It's one of those deals where
yeah,
everybody knows it happens.
Yeah.
And nobody really cares personally, but then when it gets in the news,
yeah.
Oh, bad boy.
Suddenly it's like, oh, was that wrong?
Exactly.
Like George Costanza.
Right. Well, we have to do something. The public demands it.
You're pinching a little bit too much ass there, Coach.
So that's what that's all about.
Yeah.
You know.
He was just partying a little.
It's basically all the guys whose daughters, you know, were getting felt up at the party.
Yeah.
You get rid of that guy.
I don't know.
You'd do the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
If you had a daughter or something.
I guess.
You know, hey, you dirty old bastard.
I just thought, man, dude, you know, he's getting $1 million a year. He's drinking all the beer he wants. He's pinching all the ass he wants. I mean, what more? You know?
What I don't understand is, okay, you get paid that much money, right?
Right.
I mean, couldn't you just whack it? I mean, people who make a lot less just whack it.
Yeah.
Why would you, if you got $1 million, couldn't you just, like, control yourself or,
I think you start making that much and you change a little bit, you know?
You think?
Oh, no, come on now.
I'm untouchable.
I start making $1 million.
I'm the coach of the Iowa Hawk Jays. J.I.s or whatever the hell they're called.
He's like a general, you know? He's just going to go in there and do what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. Well, you know, he's crying on his $1 million paycheck.
He's still going to get paid for the remainder of the year.
Oh, yeah, he's contracted, so.
He's the highest state, employee or something, paid employee.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's wrong, but, yeah.
So, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Did he really win, though? I mean, is that the point? Was he a winning coach?
I don't know. I think he was doing all his partying after he lost, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think they did lose.
So what did he do when he won? Shit. I don't know.
He just whacked it.
I guess that's when he's whacking it. He loses. He's like, well, hey.
I'm a winner.
You whole bitches, get over here. You know?
Yeah, I guess he didn't have to pursue it if they won.
I guess wife would take care of him or something.
I don't know. No, but that's just one of those deals where it's like, oh, shit, you know.
Yeah, no, I thought the whole thing was kind of funny.
If I just heard about it, you know, that's the administration was like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then, oh, it's in the paper. You're out of here.
Oh, pictures. Oh, good.
Now they're going to pay somebody $2 million to come take his place.
I know. Now if they only would have had some video.
They have pictures.
Coach has gone wild. Yeah.
They had an interview with the dude who released the story of the pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
He was a student.
Oh.
And he basically admitted, point blank, he was hoping to make some money.
Ah, what a dick.
Well, I think it's great he was honest.
Yeah. He's honest.
I mean, most people would be like, well, it's, you know, play the moral high ground. The guy's like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm a student. I need some cash.
I want to pay for Florida, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think his only mistake was I would have went to the coach first.
Yeah.
Because you would have got paid then.
Yeah. Come here, John. I
hey, buddy. Let me tell you something about the birds and the bees.
You know what $100,000 looks like?
Hey, I got your scholarship in Iowa.
Yeah. How would you like to go here for free?
Yeah.
Forever.
And you hook me up with some of them women.
Yeah, those whole bitches. Those is you girls.
So, yeah, I think that, well, maybe you should try for the head coach position.
You know the difference between the Ms. You girls and the Iowa State girls?
What's that?
The Iowa State girls are like, you can, and the Ms. You girls are like, you all can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm the coach.
There you are. Well, no wonder he was out and about.
Yeah, why didn't that guy just go to the coach and say, Coach, listen,
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to need six figures to keep these photos down.
Exactly.
Now, that would have been the American thing to do.
Well, he evidently is not a business major. So.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Or maybe he is, he's just a bad one.
I don't know, he should have went to Inside Edition with that or something.
Yeah, swang!
Whing!
Coach Gutt with his pants down. Well, almost. So, yeah.
Coach has gone wild.
I think you should take up the position there.
You think?
Yeah, you know, Phil, you know, you could do that. You could coach somebody.
Yeah, I like the perks.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, as long as they're not high school girls, you're all right.
So. Yeah, I mean, come on, they were college-age women. I mean, what's the big thing about, you know?
Hey, what high school are you from?
Hey, he's just getting a little kiss on the cheek. What is the big debate? Right?
Hey, what high school are you from? We're from Cape Girardeau.
Hey, man. You know, that's a different story. That happened to me a long time ago.
Miles was checking out some chicks at college, and they happened to be from the high school in Cape Girardeau.
They looked old enough to approach, and I did approach these girls, and they were actually high school girls, but they were on the campus. They had no reason to be on a college campus then.
Hey, you know, it sounds like something that the coach of Iowa
said. Oh, please.
I thought they were middle-aged housewives.
Oh, please. That's a different story. I wasn't making no $1 million a year, believe me.
Yeah, well.
I was a student.
It was still the same intent.
I had it in my pants, too, let me tell you that right now.
Hey, what high school are you from?
Hey, as soon as they said they were high school girls, I was out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have been lying to me, too, just to get rid of me.
Yeah, well, that would have never happened before.
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. They might have just said they were high school girls to get rid of me.
Are you my dad?
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you one of my dad's buddies?
Yeah. Want a beer?